KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Amid mounting frustration over delays in issuing driver's license cards, the Department of Transport says relief is on the way. The national backlog currently stands at 690,000. Minister Barbara Creasy has confirmed the broken card printing machine has been repaired and there's a backup system. She outlined these plans during her 2025 budget vote. Mangaliso Khumalo reports.
Motorists who have been waiting months to receive their driver's license cards may soon be in luck. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy says the original printing card machine, out of service for months, has been repaired and is now operational. To avoid a repeat of the chaos, the department has partnered with Government Printing Works, which will serve as a backup producer for license card. The alternative system is expected to be operational within the next 3 months. The announcement comes as the department challenges an auditor general finding that flagged irregularities in the procurement of a new license card machine.
The DA in KZN says the provincial government has failed residents by allowing all six of the province's air quality monitoring stations to fall into disrepair. According to a written parliamentary reply, the monitors located in pollution hotspots like Newcastle, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay haven't worked for over 2 years. The Environmental Affairs Department says this is due to budget issues and vandalism. The DA's Hannah Lidgett has called for mobile monitoring units to be urgently sent to pollution hotspots.
We are quite concerned that there doesn't seem to be any real and earnest application to fixing our air quality monitoring systems. Of the six, only three have been budgeted for in this financial year, with the balance of the three in the next financial year, and then new monitoring stations only budgeted for between 2026 and 2029. So there are three communities that will only likely have those air quality monitoring stations up and running in the next 2 years. Now, what do we do with the poor air quality and the impact it has on communities in the interim?
The NPA has filed a petition with the Supreme Court of Appeal to challenge a High Court ruling on the extradition of Ace Magashule's former PA Morwadi Tsholota. Tsholota and former Free State Premier Magashule are implicated in that province's 255 million rand asbestos removal tender scandal. Last month, Free State High Court Judge Philip Lobsha ruled that Tsholota's extradition from the US was unlawful. The NPA's Mthunzi Maga argues the judge erred in dismissing its appeal bid.
We are also exploring the possibility of approaching the Constitutional Court challenging the same judgment in view of the possible far-reaching implications on many other extradition matters.
And two people have died in France from heat-related illnesses as the country registered its second hottest June since records began in 1900. The country's ecology minister says more than 300 people have been treated by emergency services. Europe has been melting in a heat wave this week, with France shutting nearly 2,000 schools yesterday. Relief will start to arrive from the Atlantic from today, with officials saying it will bring thunderstorms and cooler temperatures to parts of Western Europe. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Vian Mulder will lead the Proteas in the second test against Zimbabwe after Keshav Maharaj has been ruled out due to an injury. Rassie Erasmus explains his strong selection in the Springbok for the Springbok test against Italy. And South Africa's Alroy Geland will be in the spotlight when he lines up for the APSA 10K run, your city, Durban.